creating art is one way to ensure Native cultural growth and continuity. Adding a contemporary spin to centuries-old traditions helps maintain relevance and promote respect and understanding. Native artists have a big responsibility to honor the past while also keeping in mind the present and the future. The Alaska Native Visionary Awards recognizes young Native artists who work to highlight where they've come from and where they're going. The Alaska Native Visionary Awards is the topic today on Talk of Alaska.
Today's program is underwritten in part by
Condor Airlines, with nonstop service from Ted Stevens International Airport to Germany and beyond. More information available on condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
Celebrate National Philanthropy Day in Alaska and honor outstanding small businesses like Two Friends Gallery for their work to make Alaska a better place to live and raise Alaskan families. Join the celebration on Friday, November 20th at the Denina Center. Visit afpalaska.net. This message sponsored by Alaska Public Media and AFP Alaska.
The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of APRN, this station, or its underwriters.
Hello, welcome to Talk of Alaska. For many people, when considering Native art and Native music, flutes, powwow drums, baskets, and beadwork might immediately come to mind. And all of that is fine, but there's so much more. And Alaska Native artists are constantly rewriting what it means to be an artist and a Native person. Here to discuss how Native artists are challenging all of us to see their art in new contemporary ways is the founder of the Alaska Native Visionary Awards, Cheyenne Beatty. Good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And one of this year's award winners, Samuel Johns. Hi, Samuel.
Hi.
Thanks for being here as well. Okay, so we're going to be joined by some of, well, at least one of the other artists is being recognized this year by phone during today's program. Holly Nordlum will be joining us later today. And if any of the other awardees are listening and want to call in, they're certainly welcomed and encouraged to do so. And you can call in if you have questions about Native art and what it means to be a Native Alaska Native artist. You can call us statewide at 1-800-478-8255. That's 1-800-478-8255. The local number in Anchorage is 550-8422. 550-8422. You can also email us, talk@alaskapublic.org. Cheyenne, I want to start with you. The idea for the Visionary Awards was your brainchild. Beyond recognizing great artwork, what else were you focused on when you created this annual event?
Well, I'm the president of Alaska Native Heritage Month. This is a Heritage Month event that we put together in 2009. But basically, what I was seeing was we're trying to get, you know, our culture back and language and preserving it. And the traditional way of doing so, I didn't really see was something younger people were doing. And so the reason why we started it was we wanted to show younger people, look, you can perpetuate and preserve culture in unique and innovative ways, meaning film, song, dance, performance, art, traditional healing, and so much more. I mean, and people are already doing that. So I wanted to show them that, you know, these are great avenues to also preserve your culture. And we wanted to encourage that and also showcase people to show the kids, like, look, this is something new that we're going to be doing, and we want you to join us.
Mm-hmm. How many years now have you held the Visionary Awards, and how has it grown?
We started in 2009 at the Snow Goose Theater, actually, and it's been packed every single year, actually, because this is a strong community, I'd say Alaska Native community here in Anchorage, I mean, in the state in general, but people rally together to uphold the people that are doing these amazing things, and we've only had more and more people be a part of it, and more people know about the Visionary Awards and also about Heritage Month and the events that are going on. That was another thing we wanted to do, is we wanted to let people know that we're here and that we're doing events throughout this month, because this month is Alaska Native American Indian Heritage Month.
That's right. It is. November is Alaska Native and American Indian Heritage Month, and we are looking at that also through the lens of the Alaska Native Visionary Awards. If you're just joining us, this is Talk of Alaska. I'm Lori Townsend. My guests in the studio today are Cheyenne Beattie and Samuel Johns, and we're talking about the Alaska Native Visionary Awards. Cheyenne, how do you decide on winners? Who assists in that process? How do you work that out?
Well, we do nominations, and then we have a committee that looks over nominations and talks about these things. This year, we selected a couple ourselves because we knew, that there are all these amazing people that we wanted to definitely recognize as well. So that's something that we do every single year. We put out a nominations call earlier in the year and kind of passed out cards at AFN to let people know about it.
And what kind of art is eligible? Are there certain features that have to be part of it, such as some connection to culture or Native imagery, or is it much more open to whatever interpretation the artist wants to create?
Well, I think it has a lot to, it definitely has everything to do with culture. I mean, one year, Lisa Dolchek, who uses traditional medicine and herbs, was a winner. So that just perpetuating culture in a very unique way. Another year, it was Chica Spark from Arxotica, and her and her sisters, the Spark sisters, gather traditional herbs and plants that they use in their skincare line. And we thought that was also very unique. So it's ways like that, but it's also like performance art. Like this year, Allison Warden is a Visionary Award winner, and she does amazing work talking about the issues that are affecting Alaska Natives, climate change, mm-hmm. about, basically the polar bears losing a lot of the ice due to that climate change, and she's at the forefront of telling these stories through her performance art. So it varies in different ways.
And what do the awardees get? Do they get a new car, a trip to Nome? What do they get?
All right. No, actually, what happens is we also, besides honoring our visionary awards, we honor artists by getting artists to make each individual award piece for each individual visionary. So we pair up artists within the community, Alaska Native artists, and they make their award for the awardee.
That's a fantastic idea. Very creative. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Alaska Native Visionary Awards today and what it means to be a Native artist. Is there an expectation, Cheyenne, that they will act as cultural and artistic ambassadors in Alaska when they're awardees?
They are already doing that. So, they're just keep on doing it. And then one of the things that happened is Chica Spark from Arxotica won a Visionary Award, and now she's hosting a reception at the Visionary Awards. They're supporting now our Visionary Awards, and a lot of them in the past have come to the Visionary Awards, helped out at the Visionary Awards, get out the word for the Visionary Awards. So pretty much, every year people are always coming back, and it, it goes around in a circle basically, and it helps us, and it also helps get the word out, and people are able to talk about this award.
Mm-hmm. All right, Samuel, let's get you in on the conversation now. Samuel Johns is one of the award winners this year. Tell us how you got started in music. You're a hip-hop artist. Tell us about that and what it's meant to your life to be involved in music.
Well, I grew up in my hometown, Copper Center, and I just needed a way to channel the way I feel. I always wanted a voice, and after listening to hip hop artists like Tupac Shakur, Eminem, they really influenced me on how to share my story through music. So, I really got into poetry at first, and then I started learning that I can rap my poetry. And, I try to do it like about, 6 years ago, but, you know, I had a lot of cussing then. And then I did it for like a, maybe a year or two, and then I just stopped. And then some people held on to the music that I made. And it wasn't until the end of 2013, I did an interview with a journalist from KTVA. And she wanted to do a story for me, a story of me out of the blue. I wasn't really out there. I was, you know, actually, nobody even knew who I was. And it was so weird that she wanted to do a story on me. I was kind of like, you know, why? You know, why do you want to do a story on me? And she just, you know, she just felt the need to ask me to, you know, share my story with her about everything I've been through and why I'm sober, you know, why I live a sober lifestyle and stuff like that, you know. And I felt like it was waiting to happen because I just blew up 45 minutes into it. I was like, oh, my God, I said too much. And she was like, no, this is great, you know, and this is really good. And then before we left, she said, you used to do rap music. I was like, yeah, I used to, you know. And that time I was just like, yeah, that, you know, that, I'm done with that. And she's like, no, you should really get back into it again. People liked it. And, you know, I was like, yeah, all right. And she's like, no, seriously, you should like get back into it again. And I was like, yeah, I'll think about it. And that, just her saying that, you know, really like struck a chord. And I remember when I got back home, I had things that I would write, you know, like I said, I like to write poetry. I'd have things that I wrote that had like kind of a, you know, a way to channel some anger, you know. And I found a studio to record at, and I went there and recorded a song, and I uploaded it on SoundCloud, and it just blew up. People were like, oh man, this is good, you know. So like, it really made me feel like I had value in the music world, you know. And then next thing you know, people were reaching out to me saying, hey, I want you, it would be cool if you can make a song about this. And I'd do it, and it would just like, it's like it was already written, you know. And then I'd do that, and then I had a song that I had a chorus that I wrote from like 4 years before that called Wake Up, after I seen this girl that I grew up with a black eye. I saw her with a, you know, and I saw her, and I was kind of mad, but there was no, you know, I couldn't do anything about it. So I got back to my place, and I wrote this chorus. And I remember I like shared it on Facebook, you know. And it's funny thing was, just a few days ago, it was in my my yearly memories of me sharing that chorus 4 years ago. And then here last year, in the beginning of 2014, I finally made the song Wake Up. And, you know, it just blew up. Women really enjoyed hearing the song. So
I want us to hear a little bit of that song. But first, before we do, I wanted to go back to what you said about how you had been doing. You started writing poetry and then moved into rap music. And it sounds like when you became sober, maybe you decided, that's too angry, or I don't want to, that's not me anymore. And then you went back to creating music without the anger. Is that what happened, or how would you portray why you stepped away from it and then went back, other than this reporter telling you should?
I've been sober for about 8 years. So, you know, I started rapping 2 years after I sobered up, after I quit drinking alcohol.
Okay.
And I've always known that you need something to channel your frustrations, you know. So music was one of those things, basketball was another, you know. But when it came to like the beginning of 2014, you know, I knew that I still was going through a lot emotionally, and I felt like music would probably be my best route to express those feelings that I had. And I did, you know. And I'd perform songs and I'd get angry, like performing them, you know. It would just like get out there. But when I was done and all the clapping and everyone cheering, it just make me feel good, like kind of like how you feel after you cry, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you'd shed some tears and people rub your back, you know, and they're like, hey, you know, like, that's how I kind of felt. It's kind of funny. And
like a release.
Yeah, like I just released, you know, something off my chest, you know. And And that's how I view my music now. You know, whenever I get a chance to perform, I'm like, man, all the things that, you know, the stress, you know, everything that's going on, you know. But I mean, I can't complain now. I mean, I don't really have a stressful life too much anymore. But yeah, just music is a real outlet for me.
What a great way to release anger and frustration through poetry and music. That's a fantastic outlook.
You know, and that was one of the reasons why also he was picked picked for the Visionary Awards, is that this video that he did of Wake Up about domestic violence, when I first saw it, like, I started crying. I mean, I'm a little bit emotional even right now. And domestic violence is a very huge problem in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And it was a video that he did, and it was so powerful. And didn't you have it at Quiana Night, but you also, didn't you have it at AFN as well?
No, I wanted to play at AFN, but Aurora, you remember her?
Yeah.
She was so busy that day. It was a Friday, and she was so busy that day to where things just kept, you know, and I kept messaging her on Facebook, and I was like, man, I better lay off. I better not bother her too much. So I pretty much thought that they weren't going to play my video anymore. And then AFN was closed out for the day. And then, you know, I was invited to dance with the Cluticot dance group. And when I was up there dancing with them, you know, before I was leaving the stage, she was like, Sam, stay on the stage, you know, and she handed me the microphone. And I was kind of mad at her then, you know. I was like, you know what, you want me to make a speech right now, you know?
And
I thought, yeah, so she handed me the mic, and I thought she wanted me to say something nice, you know. But she's like, we're going to play her video right now.
Nice.
And I was like, oh my God, you know, and that was something I had to mentally prepare for on the spot. And that was, you know, I kind of like blacked out. It was just an incredible.
But the reaction was crazy amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, and what was funny was my good friend Tara Young, she's the videographer for ADN. She happened to, was walking out the door. She was filming for Quiana Night, and she saw me on the stage alone, and she ran over there to capture me premiering it. And then when I saw the video that she did of the standing ovation at the end of the video, she actually recorded people from my hometown on accident at the end of the video.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what a nice bonus.
She captured their reactions. And
all right.
I was like, Tara, how'd you know that? How'd you know Ed and Charlie? And she's like, oh, I don't know any of those people. I was like, you literally captured people from my hometown.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So if you're just joining us, this is Talk of Alaska, and we are talking with Cheyenne Beatty and Samuel Johns. They're both in the studio today talking about the Alaska Native Visionary Awards. Cheyenne is the founder of the Visionary Awards, and Samuel is one of this year's awardees. You can join our conversation at 1-800-478-8255, 1-800-478-8255, or in Anchorage, 550-8422, 550-8422, or email us talk@alaskapublic.org. We're going to hear a little bit of that song of yours, Wake Up, speaking out against domestic violence. Let's listen.
Women that hide behind the makeup. Your man, he ain't a man, giving you black eyes, wake up. He's telling you it's your fault. Is that why he's beating you? Baby girl, it's his fault. And you need to believe in you. Believe him, dodge a bullet. And that's the truth. And if you don't, you in for more domestic abuse. Keep your head to the sky, keep your head up high. And at the end of the day, you're gonna know why. Cause this is for the women that hide behind the makeup. Your man, he ain't a man, giving you black eyes, wake up. He's telling you it's your fault. Is that why he's beating you? Baby girl, it's his fault. And you need to believe in you. Leave him, dodge a bullet. And that's the truth. And if you don't, you in for more domestic abuse. Keep your head to the sky, keep your head up high. And at the end of the day, you're gonna know why. She said that she loved him and she'll never let him go. While sitting in a hospital with two black eyes and a broken nose, trapped in a relationship full of violence. But without hesitation in public, she remained silent. Drake on a daily basis, hoping that it would erase his life full of hopelessness, praying for some happiness. No one knew her struggle, saying she's just a complainer. Cause every day she requests for another silent prayer. They all pressed like they did enough.
No one knew the fact that her life was so tough. She started seeking God and started talking to the pastor. She said that she was so lost with no one looking after her. He said, did you know that this makeup is a waste? And all the strength in the world will never take your beautiful face. Trust in God, trust in all of God's grace, and you will find happiness in this chaotic place. Cause this is for the women that hide behind the makeup. Your man, he ain't a man, giving you black eyes, white.
Wow. Very powerful. I ended up with goosebumps listening to that. You know what I really appreciated too was when you said, if you know, dodge a bullet, and if you don't, instead of saying something that sounds like, well, then it's your fault if you stay there, you said you're in for more of the same, which is so true. But I really appreciated that you didn't, you know, somehow make it sound as if you're staying there, it's on you, because it's not. A lot of times people feel trapped and they don't know how to leave. So thank you for that. A really powerful song. We're talking about the Alaska Native Visionary Awards, and you just heard some music from one of the award winners, Samuel Johns. That was a song called Wake Up, and it's about speaking out against domestic violence. We are going to take a phone call. We have a caller on the line from Anchorage. Cordelia is on the line. Hi, Cordelia.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Do you have a question? Do you have a question?
Hi. Great to be on the call today.
Do you have a question for the folks today?
Nope, I'm just here to talk about my blog, but we can go to questions first.
You're here to talk about your blog?
Yes.
Is it about visionaries?
We're actually here to talk about the Visionary Awards, but tell us quickly what your blog is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the understanding that it was a call-in and that you could call it about different topics and issues, but it's a topic about...
The Visionary Awards.
Mm-hmm. Social issues and whatnot, but I can call it a different time.
Okay. If you'd like to join us and talk about a Native artist or the Alaska Native Visionary Awards, please do. The number is 1-800-478-8255, 1-800-478-8255, or in the Anchorage area, 550-8422, 550-8422. You can also email us, talk@alaskapublic.org. Samuel, were you surprised to find out that you were a Visionary Award winner?
Yes, I was very surprised.
What does something like that mean to you? I mean, you're already out there. People know your work. What does this kind of a recognition, what does that mean?
It's really hard to soak in, you know? I'm used to working a 9-to-5, you know? I'm used to just being a father, you know, a family man. And these past 2 years has been just insane. You know, I'm still trying to grasp on and try to see what other people see in me. You know, I'm still light years behind what people see. And, when she called and told me that, you know, I was going to be getting an award, I was completely blown away, because I still see myself on who, you know, like, just, I feel like I'm still new to all this, and I feel like everything's moving so fast, and I really appreciate the recognition, you know.
You're welcome.
So when you talk about how you see yourself, do you think of yourself as an artist or as a Native artist? I mean, in other words, how much of your Native heritage, who you are, influences your work as an artist?
You know, as you say that, I am a Alaska Native that is an artist, you know, so I don't really want to be put in a box, you know, I want to be an artist, but I am an Alaska Native that is an artist. What was the last thing you said again?
Well, just how much of, you know, I think you've already answered that you see yourself, you're a Native person first, but you're also an artist.
Yes.
And talk about who you mentioned Tupac and others. Who are your influences today? Do those people who were kind of at the forefront of hip hop still remain your big influences, or who are you thinking about when you're creating?
I was raised in a Christian home, so you know, I am a Christian, you know, I'm heavily influenced by, you know, the Word of God, you know. And you know, I was I my grandfather, he passed away 11 years ago, and I still look up to him to this day. He really showed me a lot. You know, I look up to you know, one of my you know, biggest role models and that I always look up to for like guidance, you know, is Yvonne Peters. You know, I really look up to that guy, you know, and you know, if he wasn't around, you know, I think that I wouldn't really have like a Yoda, you know? And yeah, so, you know, I'd join the dark side. But yeah, so I really feel like, you know, but yeah, go ahead.
You know, one of the other things that he does talk about is culture, and you see, you know, he include his family also in what he does. But I also don't want to forget to talk about what his shirt says. It's forget me not. And that's another right. reason why we kind of were talking to him, or we had him as a visionary award winner, is because of all his work with that. And that's definitely very much in the Alaskan Native culture.
I was going to ask next about that, so thanks for leading into that. Tell us about the Forget Me Not project.
Forget Me Not, you know, we preserve flowers. No, I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. But so back in June, you know, I ended up creating a Facebook group that helps reconnect the homeless community to family, resources, and culture. And, you know, I kind of saw it as like a small little side project while I was waiting for my daughter to be born, you know, because I do a lot of traveling. I go to village to village and do motivational speaking. I do hip-hop performances and stuff like that. But I had to take a little break to be here while my daughter was, you know, my fiance was, you know, she had our daughter Brooklyn in the summertime. And I think it was all perfect timing. You know, I got bored. So I, you know, those things that led up to the group, to creating the group. But when the group was created, it was created on June 10th. And it was just something that people wanted. People needed a platform to do good deeds. As you know, and you know, what we do is we help, you know, like tomorrow, for instance, you know, tomorrow I'm getting a homeless man back home to his village. And he's like maybe the fifth person that we got off the street. And you know, we're doing what we can, you know, and I can't, it's not Forget Me Not by Samuel Johns, it's Forget Me Not Alaska. You know, it's not, this ain't all me. You know, Forget Me Not is not Samuel Johns. It's not a Samuel Johns thing. You know, it's you
definitely
know.
Definitely collective, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the guitar that somebody donated to give to the guy at Beans Cafe.
Yes.
Mean,
so how do you, is it on, your group is on Facebook.
Yeah.
How else do you work to reach out and connect people? How do those connections come together?
It's easy. A Facebook group, you know, it's built to be a community. That's the whole reason why they created groups. So, you know, we saw that and we took advantage of that. And so when you post on there, everyone gets a notification, unless you turn it off. But when you post on there, so say, hey, this woman and the son needs 18,000 Alaska Airlines miles. Let's see if we can get them. And I got 18,000 Alaska Airlines miles in 9 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a community where when we put something out there, people are like automatically, you know, just like, all right, let's do this, you know. And it's so easy because everybody has one of these now, you know, everybody, yeah. I mean, has a phone.
Everyone has a smartphone. Yeah.
Yeah. So people are so engaged and so involved. And it's really given us a good look here in Alaska. People, you know, even the governor, Bill Walker, you know, I did a speech at the homeless convention they had in October, and he spoke right after me, and he looked at me right in the eye, and he was just like, you know, when you get a lot of money for a program, a lot of that money goes to studying, but when you start with little, you get a lot of work done. And I was like, oh my God, he just gave me a shout out, you know. It was,
yeah. Governor Bill Walker.
Yeah, so
Governor shout out.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, you know. And you know, and I'm very it's a real blessing. And it's a real inspirational thing to see so many people wanting to be involved, you know. And, you know, people come up to me all the time, you know, even at Walmart, you know. People come up to me at stores, you know, and say, hey, thank you. And I'm like, nah, thank you. You're the one that makes it special, you know. Mm. If it was just me, then it would just be one person in the group, you know. But
hard to get things done that way.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for telling us about the Forget Me Not Project. People can find that on Facebook if they want to check it out. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue with more examination of Alaska Native Art and the Alaska Native Visionary Awards.
Talk of Alaska comes to you from APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network, and is made possible with support from Alaska Business Monthly Magazine, publishing statewide news about Alaska businesses and industries for over 30 years. News, information, and subscriptions are available online at akbizmag.com. BP Alaska. As part of their commitment to Alaska, BP and their employees are investing in over 400 education and service organizations and communities across the state. More at alaska.bp.com. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of APRN and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the field. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
Listening to this is Talk of Alaska, and this music that you just heard is Byron Nikolai from Tuksuk Bay. He's one of the Alaska Native Visionary Award winners. Cheyenne, tell us about picking Byron as one of the award winners, and then we're going to hear from another one, another award winner, Holly Nordlum, who's on the phone. But tell us about Byron.
Byron became kind of like, I'd say, almost a national sensation. He, you know, in Tuksuk Bay, he just decided, well, one day I'm just going to make this Facebook group. Here we have another one. Mm-hmm. Social media obviously is going far-reaching places. And it's called I Sing You Dance. And he pretty much just wanted to share his culture with other people and his friends. But it took off all over the nation and he became superiorly popular. But, you know, one thing is that, you know, there's somebody that's young like that, that's, you know, put themselves out there in the public eye, sharing their culture. And it's such a intimate thing sometimes that he didn't realize it was going to go as far as it did. And we were really proud that he is showcasing not only his culture and language, but confidence, mm-hmm. you know, and young people, I think a lot of the times from small villages are kind of shy and don't put themselves out there like that. But he did, and he did a phenomenal job, and he's performed for so many people. I swear I thought he perform for the president or when they came through town. He's just somebody that I'd say he is the youngest Visionary Award winner.
Yeah, he's 17, right?
Yes.
Very young, yeah. Such a powerful, strong voice, too, for somebody so young. Let's now turn to another Visionary Award winner. Holly Nordlum is on the line with us. Hi, Holly.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us today. I know you're at the airport, right? You're taking off for?
We're off to New Zealand here in a little bit.
And is this a vacation, or why are you heading to New Zealand?
Oh.
So our traditional Inuit tattoo project is presenting at an all-Indigenous tattoo conference in New Zealand this coming weekend.
Very exciting. Holly, you're in a Visionary Award winner. You work as a graphic artist and a web designer. How does being Inupiaq make its way into your work?
I would have to say that being Inupiaq has, that's all the work I get lately is Native corporations and Native groups, which is wonderful to be able to work with everybody. But definitely, it being Inupiaq does affect what I do.
And how do you feel a responsibility or an obligation to create art in a certain way because you're a Native artist?
I try not to. I try to be free, but I mean, obviously we do. I feel a deep obligation to my culture and making them proud, yes.
All right. And what about the what do you want people to take away from your art when they're looking at something that you've created? What are you hoping happens?
Well, I hope they take a moment to think about their own beliefs and reflect on what they're thinking.
Who are your big influences?
Oh, I have so many, but locally, Sonia Kelleher Combs, Susie Bevins, Larry Avakana, so many Native artists who've influenced me and inspired me to do bigger and better.
Fantastic. Cheyenne, did you want to add something?
I just want to kind of point out why Holly was nominated and also won a Visionary Award winner. When we started this awards, I would say that the people that I was looking to when I started this awards was Holly Nordlum and Allison Warden. And the reason being is Holly Nordlum is, next to Sonia Kelleher Combs and many others, one of the most prolific Alaska Native contemporary artists, I believe. I mean, she does things that are multifaceted. I mean, one of the things she did was she made this picture of her brother out of bottle caps, talking about alcoholism. A lot of her work, had done some woodcut prints on like an old Dutch Bible talking about, you know, religion coming into Alaska. And one of the things I also want to point out that I think that not many people know or think about is I believe our Alaska Native contemporary artists are historians, just like songwriters. And a lot of people may not think that, but if you look around and look at the Alaska Native contemporary artwork that is coming out today, you will see a lot of these things are very much correlating with the issues that we're dealing in rural areas as well as urban areas. And Holly is definitely one of those artist that basically has, you know, opened our eyes to a lot of things, just, you know, like Sonia Kelleher Combs and other people that are doing these, you know, amazing work, but also, you know, has a real big message behind it.
Mm-hmm. Well, similar to what Samuel Johns is doing as well with his music and the messages within his art. Holly, respond a little bit to what Cheyenne just said about your work and what you're trying to portray within it.
Well, I appreciate what Cheyenne says. I love her so much. I am trying to portray some heavy issues, but I hope that they come across and people don't always get them, but that's okay with me, that they are at least looking and thinking. And I guess that's what I meant earlier when you asked me. I just work away, so it's so nice to be honored in this way. I just work away and hope somebody gets it. Cheyenne obviously gets it, and I am honored to be get this award and be part of this.
If you're just joining us, this is Talk of Alaska. We're talking about the Alaska Native Visionary Awards, and we're speaking with some of the young Native artists who are being honored this year by the Visionary Awards. You can join our conversation if you have questions, if you're a Native artist and you'd like to talk about your art, or you are a past Visionary Award winner. Give us a call. Let us know. Let us know what you think about this change in Native art from what we knew of traditional Native art and how that's kind of busting out of the mold. Our number is, 1-800-478-8255. 1-800-478-8255. Locally, 550-8422. 550-8422. You can also email us, talk@alaskapublic.org. Holly, I'll ask you and Samuel both this question. And Cheyenne, you as well, you're an artist. What does the future look like when you hope, what do you hope the next generation of Alaska Native artists are doing and reflecting in their work? Holly, let's start with you.
Well, I guess like we're doing, both Samuel and I, reflecting on what's going on now, contemporary times, but, you know, also remembering tradition and honoring it. I hope that they, young artists, feel inspired by the issues and the social situation that we find ourselves in and reflect upon that.
Samuel, do you, when, and Holly, you can jump in here too, and so can you, Cheyenne. When you are creating something, do you ever, do you talk to the community about, is this okay? Or do you talk to elders and ask about how you're portraying certain elements of culture? Or do you just create and hope that it's received in the way that you're wanting to put it out there?
I just create. I just create, you know, as an artist, you know, I just want to create, you know. My rap name is AK Rebel, you know. I got a rebellious spirit, you know. I just do. I don't want to wait, you know. I mean, sometimes it can, you know, sometimes it's not a good route to go, but, you know, it's gotten me where I am today, you know, to just not wait for anybody, you know, just to get up and, you know, do it. Mm-hmm. So, I just create.
All right. Cheyenne?
I guess what I have to say about that is that I, as somebody that has been learning art through all these amazing contemporary Native artists, I want to encourage people that are doing art to seek them out, as well, you know, as myself. I've learned a lot just asking questions of them, and they've shared with me. Sonia Keller Combs showed me how to do what she does with her, like, work that kind of looks like skin. Ryan Romer, Holly Nordlum, basically Drew Michael, people like that have been, you know, introducing me to different forms of art. And then I just ask questions as I go along, and they've been very forthcoming. And you can see a lot of these group shows coming around, and they're very open, very wonderful people. I mean, if you're an artist that's emerging and you have questions and you want to be a part of the, you know, art scene, just seek people out and start talking to them.
Holly, one of the things that you're doing as an artist is tattooing. And tell us about how you got started in that. It was a tradition for generations, and then it kind of died out, and now it's kind of being revitalized by a lot of women. So talk to us about what that is, and who did you consult with when you were getting into that?
Well, that's a great question. I started because I wanted a traditional tattoo. My great-grandmother, Lucy Schaefer Seppelman, she had traditional tattoos, and I wanted a traditional tattoo. But when I went to look to find someone here in Alaska, it was impossible for me to find someone that did the skin stitching or the hand poking. So I wrote a grant with the Polar Lab, hoping to find someone. I hadn't actually found anyone yet. And I got the Polar Lab funding, so then I started seeking out an artist somewhere. Surely they existed, I thought. Luckily, Stephen Blanchett met an Inuit Greenlandic artist working in Oslo. So he introduced us on Facebook, social media again. And It's gone from there. The Polar Lab is supporting us through the Anchorage Museum, and we're going to train people here in Alaska and bring that tradition back. Now, when we're looking at that, bringing it back, we have been asking elders and people to share their stories with us and what tattoos meant to their families and their groups. So it's been really exciting. So in that case, I've been asking a lot of questions.
All right.
And it's been going just great. And that's why we're off to New Zealand, is to present our findings and our program with Indigenous tattoo artists there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Holly. Have a fantastic trip. And I guess we'll see you at the Visionary Awards later this month.
November 28th at 6 p.m. at the Alaska Native Heritage Center.
All right. Thank you, Holly, for being on the line with us. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk of Alaska, and we're talking about the Alaska Native Visionary Awards today. You can join our conversation if you have a question for Samuel Johns, who's in the studio with us, AK Rebel, or Cheyenne Beattie, the founder of the Alaska Native Visionary Awards. If you're a Native artist or you have questions about Native art and the Visionary Awards, you can join our conversation at 1-800-478-8255, 1-800-478-8255. You can also call us in the Anchorage area at 550-8422, 550-8422, or email us, talk@alaskapublic.org. Cheyenne, let's talk about some of the other awardees. Erin Tripp is a Tlingit from Juneau. She's part of a traditional dance group and is also an actor. Tell us about why she was selected this year.
Well, she does something that I've wanted to see for a long, long time. Is somebody that's doing like these short videos. You know, you see all these short videos of that people are putting out. Well, hers is like this mystery murder film or whatever, but it's all in Tlingit. And she's been putting out these YouTube videos. And I thought, wow, this is very innovative and unique. And this is something that I wanted to see more of, because we all know that our Alaska Native languages, some of us, mine especially, is on basically the extinction list. And, you know, there's seven speakers that I know of that speak my language, you know, and they're, and Marie Smith was the last EX speaker,
right.
You know, and that's a very last one. So when I see young people taking and using this new form of using video and then making like short little films and it's all in their language, that's a big, powerful punch to somebody like me. Like, I can do this. You know, many of us can do this. And that was something that, you know, I really hadn't, you know, seen a lot of. And so I definitely wanted to commend and honor her for doing things like that. And she's also, you know, doing plays that were in Gwich'in. She's doing another one in Tlingit. And so you see not only this, you know, film, but, you know, these plays are happening all in language. And that is something unique that I really, really wanted to honor, because language is sacred, and it's something that, you know, we're trying to revive.
Mm-hmm. You said they're short videos. What's going on in them? Is she dancing? What are the videos?
Well, one of them is like there's a murderer out in the woods or something, and her and this guy are making out in the car like lovers do, and they hear on the radio in Tlingit that somebody's broke out or something, and
so they're like their little dramas.
It's like a little drama nice. Film, but it's on Tlingit, and it's all, you know,
fantastic.
It, that's something I was just like, wow, this is cool that they're making something like this, you know? I thought, this is great. I want to do something like this too.
All right. Well, let's, a few minutes ago, we heard some of Byron Nikolai's music. That was a song, I Am Yupik. Let's listen to a little bit more from him, and then we're going to go into another short break. This next song by Byron is When I Sing for You, Dance for Me.
Sing song.
Talk of Alaska comes to you from APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network, and is made possible with support from Arctic Wire Rope and Supply, stocking rope, chain, and boat anchors from 5 to 3,000 pounds, on the web at arcticwirerope.com. First National Bank Alaska, where local knowledge and experience make the difference. We believe in Alaska. Learn more at fnbalaska.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Alaska Pipeline Service Company, Alaska's pipeline to the future, delivering oil today, sustaining operations for tomorrow.
Welcome back to Talk of Alaska. Today, we're discussing the Alaska Native Visionary Awards and holding up young Alaska Native artists who are doing wonderful work for themselves, for their families, for their communities, for our state, and being wonderful cultural ambassadors. And this is just really good, positive stuff. One of the other awardees is Allison Warden, Aku Matu, who is, when I first met Allison, she's just this friendly, wonderful young woman with a big, beautiful smile. And then she gets on stage and she's just ferocious. I mean, it is impressive, Cheyenne.
Yeah. And then that's, as I said before, when I began the awards, her and Holly are kind of who I emulated it off of because, you know, here she is just, I mean, basically her whole life is performance art, going all over the world, talking about all these different issues. And she's so cute. She's like, I'm an ancestor from the future. And she just, I love her. She just like, oh, and then she has these little short videos that have like these Inupiaq words that I look at and I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to be able to say that. But then she does like this little song with the little beat and she said, you know, sings it. And I'm like, and now I can say it too. Mm-hmm. And I am singing. I am not singing, you know, I'm swimming. I am not swimming. And I'm like, I'm learning a new pack, you know, and I'm singing it. So Allison is just this powerful presence that just explodes into every room that she steps into.
She definitely has a huge presence. And I'm really glad that you mentioned Ancestor from the Future, because we're going to hear a little bit of that, of Allison Warden as Aku Matu doing Ancestor from the Future right now.
I'm an ancestor from the future. Can you see? An ancestor manifested completely. I'm an ancestor and I gotta say, I came from a very long and long ago way. I'm an ancestor and I see all the things, the long story. I'm an ancestor and I know about the long, 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 long time ago. Long, 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 long ago. Long, 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 long ago. Long ago, long, long ago, you see, in the land of the ice and snow, my story. Yes, you know, I come from a very, very, very long ago. And I came all the way here to tell you something that all of you are dear. And I'm an ancestor who came back.
Allison Warden as Aku Matu. When she gets on the stage, wow, it is an amazing performance and presence. And she's definitely a cultural ambassador, I would say, of the highest order. So,
definitely.
So it's great that she's being honored this year. We have a caller on the line. Christy is from Trapper Creek. Hi, Christy.
Hi, I called to tell you a little bit about Byron Nikolai as a teen idol.
Okay, you got a couple minutes. Go tell us about that.
I have the privilege of working out in villages with teenagers, and they introduced me to Byron Nikolai singing I Am Yupik, one of his songs that he wrote. And so the kids and I looked him up, and what I quickly realized is he is idolized by Yupik teens out in the Bristol Bay region. They were aware of him through YouTube and played his music over and over again. So we kind of looked at him in depth a little bit more, and this fall, Byron just came out with his first CD, which is available for purchase on Amazon.
Well, thanks for that plug. I'm sure he appreciates that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christy. It's great that you and your group are aware of Byron's work, and Cheyenne is honoring him this year with the Visionary Award.
He represents a lot of positive things that the teens can connect with. They really appreciate the way he owns his culture, is proud of it, shares the positive, and in his personal narrative talks about some normal human experiences that cause him emotions and the value of the music, and that that's an important part of who he is and how he deals with life as a teenager. So the teens really look up to him, and he sets an outstanding example for the Alaska Native youth in our state to look forward to, a way to embrace their culture. At the same time, you can find him on Facebook under I Sing You Dance.
Right.
And so he's quite the idol, and I just wanted to put that out there. He's a great example for all teens across the state.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, Christy. We only have a minute or so left. So, Cheyenne, give us a couple final thoughts here and let folks know the details, and then we'll hear from Samuel as well.
So we're going to be celebrating and honoring these wonderful individuals November 28th at 6 p.m. at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. And you can join us by, you know, going to AlaskaNativeHeritageMonth.com, where we have tickets there. So we'd love to have people, you know, meet our Visionary Awards and our Visionary Award winners, and just enjoy and honoring people who are doing these amazing things.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here today. And Samuel Johns, tell us, give us a couple words to go out on about the importance of what you do and your work with young Alaska Native folks.
Well, you know, I just want to say, you know, that, you know, I'm just an ordinary guy, you know, and that I just want to make a difference in this world. And I think that, you know, we can all do it, you know, we can all do it the same, you know, like I always tell people, you know, that, I can't end homelessness. I cannot change the world, but, you know, we all can. And, you know, I just got to say, you know, if any of you guys want to find the Facebook group, just Google forgetmenotak.org. We got a guy that's finally going home tomorrow, and he's going to be playing one more song for me today, and I'll record it, and I'll be posting it on the group today.
How awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. Samuel Johns, one of the Alaska Native Visionary Award winners, founder, Cheyenne Beatty. Thanks to Dave Waldron, our engineer, and Josh Edge on phones. And thanks to you for joining us today for Talk of Alaska.
Talk of Alaska is made possible by this member station of the Alaska Public Radio Network, by ConocoPhillips, investing in oil and gas production and creating economic opportunities for Alaskans. ConocoPhillips, Alaska's oil and gas company. Alaska Pacific University is accepting applications for all undergraduate programs for the spring 2016 semester. More at alaskapacific.edu. This message sponsored by APU. Celebrate National Philanthropy Day in Alaska and honor outstanding philanthropist Diane Moxness, whose dedication of time, expertise, and donations make Alaska a better place to live, work, and raise Alaskan families. Join the celebration on Friday, November 20th at the Denina Center. Visit afpalaska.net. This message sponsored by Alaska Public Media and AFP Alaska. This program is a production of APRN, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of APRN, this station, or its underwriters. Today's program is available online at alaskapublic.org. CD copies are available by calling 550-8400.
This is APRN, the Alaska Public Radio Network.